الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد وفي القرآن الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولباس التقوى ذلك خير، صدق الله العلي العظيم. As we were discussing, respected elders and friends, in the discussion here is for myself, all of us, to ponder and reflect over our lives and see where we are faltering, where we are making mistakes, and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness and correct our lives. Allah ta'ala says, إِنْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ وَإِنْ أَسَأْتُمْ فَلَهَا. If you do good and you turn, وَإِنْ أُدْتُمْ أُدْنَا. If you turn back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will turn back what is rahmat. And if we turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will turn against us what is anger. So if we want to draw the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we want these diseases, etc. to be removed, we want difficulties to go away, then the simple and the only solution is we have to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and see where is our faults, our mistakes. For example, as we were discussing, that we have to honor and respect the tenets, the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has given us a beautiful way of life, a deen, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has established certain clear signs of Allah. That this is the signs of Allah, and if you respect the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll become amongst the ibadur rahman, the very special servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the important signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we are discussing is the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a great sign of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and we should be respecting the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Accordingly, Allah ta'ala will give us respect. And one important aspect with regard to the respects of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is how we dress when we come to the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we have just taken it for granted that whatever clothes we wear, what is wrong with this? And this is also shaitan's ploy, shaitan's very cunning tricks. That one is, he doesn't want us to come to the house of Allah. But then he sees that he can't stop us, then he brings another ploy, and he, in another way he tries to deceive us. They don't worry, you just go to the house of Allah, however you dress, in whichever way, it doesn't matter. And you feel, no, I went to perform my salah. But many a times we don't realize, for example, the type of clothes which we wear, which Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has cursed that time already. That the time will come, you'll see, la'ana rajilat, that woman will want to dress like men. Men will want to dress like women. And today even men and women, we are wearing tight fitting clothes, which is against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, that you will think you are dressed, but you are naked. Because for example, we see in the masjid, our eyes fall, Allah save me, all of us, a person goes into ruku, into sajda, he's got such a tight fitting trouser on, that you can see his whole satr, his whole back part is open. Now his namaz, there's no namaz, he didn't make namaz. And he thought, I made my salah, where that salah was not made at all. And how we present ourselves in the masjid, we must just think tomorrow in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّي وَنَحَ النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْحَوَى. That person who's got this in his mind, that tomorrow I'm going to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that person will build the courage and strength that I must save myself from all my desires, my haram desires. And this is the work of shaitan. Today one of the biggest industries in the world is the fashion. That they have just brought about all type of fashion. And fashion is the most stupidest thing that they have brought about. And they make us spend money for more, we spend more money for less clothes. And we look more stupid, but we don't realize. And we just go with the trend. whereas there can never be anything better than the beautiful sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then again, as we have mentioned, if now we think that now we are wearing Islamic garb, Islamic dress, but again see shaitan's ploy again, that where the markaz of hidayat is, Haramain Sharifain, if shaitan wants to spread any evil amongst the believers, he starts it there. He starts the passion in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, and from there it spreads throughout the world. For example, now shaitan sees that no, these people have come for Hajj, for Umrah, now they want to wear topis, they want to wear kurtas, but now let us change, let us show them a fashionable kurta.